You are listening to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy, Cairnsire's most trusted energy retailer, and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes. And it is to Tasmania that we go, Jared. Or should we be renaming Tasmania the new mecca of COVID football?
It's the centre of AFL football, and it's rightly getting its moment in the sun.
I just thought mecca was pretty good, actually.
I didn't mind the mecca. I just hope that somebody turns up to see the games, particularly the one with the Kangaroos playing, or have the scaremongering types that have suggested and convinced people down in Tasmania that they can send a message to the AFL by not turning up, having their time in the sun.
Are you saying the waves of fear, Jared, are going to spread down Bass Strait?
I don't think it's the waves of fear that people are feeling after hit the shut button, Sutton closed us down one more time. I think it's just more a message about people in Tasmania wanting their own team. That said, let's find out. Brent Costello is our man on the ground. They're not shut down. They are open for business, and luckily for us. Welcome to you, Brent.
G'day, Jared. G'day, Sam. How you going, boys?
We're going pretty well. It was a really good game of footy last week, GWS versus the Kangaroos. No one saw the game there. I just wonder whether or not did it make your news?
Well, it will tonight, that's for sure, because we're doing a bit of a broader footy story tonight with everything that's going on here. I was certainly someone that was there, and it looked more than that to me looking out there, but the official crowd was just under 3,500, I think. So pretty disappointing, but a bit of a hard sell at this time of year. I know it's pretty cold here, as you guys like to say, but two low-drawing teams. GWS don't have a fan base at all, we know that, so... but still, it is the biggest show in town, so we would have liked to see a few more through the gates. But I'm sure we will this weekend. And there's a lot of hype about Essendon coming to town, guys. So they've never been here for the last 30 years. So hearing people in the streets today asking for tickets, I've got no doubt that UTAS Stadium will be sold out come Sunday, I reckon.
Yeah, but that's Launceston. The issue is playing football in Hobart a myth? Or is it playing football in Hobart with the Kangaroos on show, the myth? Because 3,000 people shouldn't be a game of footy if that's as many as going to turn up.
Yeah, it's a good question. And the crowds seem to have dropped year by year. I haven't actually looked it up research-wise, but if you do, I reckon that's what you'd see, that they've just continually dropped. Hopefully this weekend's a little different. We've got, obviously, David Noble and Chris Fagan, two very good Tasmanian men, coaching against each other for the first time. That'll be brilliant in itself to see those guys back on home soil. Brisbane would have a lot more supporters than GWS would, so I'm hoping that we're back up around to, 7, 8, even 10,000, hopefully, for this weekend's game, because you're right, we need more there than the 3,500 that turned up on the weekend.
Why just 3,500, do you think, Chief?
So a range of reasons, I reckon, Sam. And as I said, it's pretty cold here at the moment. But we can't use that as an excuse because, winter in Tassie is cold. So if we want our own team, they're going to be in winter. So we can't use that as an excuse. I do think it was two low-drawing teams in Tasmania. North Melbourne don't have as many supporters here as Hawthorn do. And I think that's the reason why. No one really flies down for GWS, do they, to follow their team around? So I think it's just a snowball of things, really.
Chief, what about the game in Launceston at UTAS Stadium? Surely close to a sellout there in what's much more of a marquee clash.
Yeah, it will be. There's about 14,000, I think, is the COVID capacity at the moment. Peter Gutwin, the Premier today, said he'd like to see that increased, and I think the clubs have requested for it to be increased to about 16,000. So fingers crossed that can get done before the weekend, because, as I said, a lot of people lining up to get into that game, I reckon. Essendon have a really good, strong membership base and a lot of fans here in Tasmania. Hawthorn draw pretty good crowds at UTAS Stadium regardless. So I think it's a good recipe to have, and I think we will see around 16,000 there come Sunday, which would be great.
16,000, Jared. Wouldn't that be some sort of crowd down there in Tasmania? I mean, they're good numbers. They're the numbers we want.
Well, they are, but if they're only going to turn up for big blockbuster teams, well, yeah, then you have to question the whole AFL scene down there. We know there's a big following, but if Chief is basically saying if the temperature drops below 13, they're not turning up, well, Chief, that's a big issue.
I think I should have mentioned too before, guys, I think we are sick and tired of getting the the teams that aren't blockbuster teams down here. I know they get bigger crowds over your way in Melbourne, so I get why the clubs don't do it. But look what will happen if Essendon do come here. People will go and watch. They don't want to probably go and watch GWS, who are one of the newish teams in the competition that don't have the prestige that a Carlton or an Essendon or a blockbuster team like that does have. So
they've got some good players, though, Chief. I mean, you know, like I know that they don't have the prestige of some of the older clubs, but there's got some bloody good players, GWS. So I just would have thought, given the amount of football that Tasmanians have been starved of down there, that, you know, yeah, 3.5 surprised me, to be honest. I know you wouldn't expect a huge crowd, but 3.5 is nowhere near where it should be.
And that, to be fair, that is our lowest ever. Like, nothing has been that low before either. But I think some people are voting with their feet as well, or not voting with their feet, I should say, and trying to send a message to the AFL as well. I really do think it's a big snowball of things happening. I really do. Like, maybe the weather's the smallest part of it, but voting with your feet, low drawing teams, I think it's all a big combination, to be honest.
You say it's cold, Chief. I'm just Jared's walked off the boat a couple of times down at Salamanca. How cold are we talking as you get towards the docks?
Well, actually, I say it was cold on Sunday. But
it's a beautiful day. What are you talking about, Chief?
It wasn't actually too bad. I sat outside for the whole game, and it wasn't too bad. I didn't have an overcoat.
What was
like
it? What was the temperature?
I reckon it would have been about 12 or 13.
You're kidding, aren't you? That's cold down there. Cold for Tasmania, Jared, should only be under 5. 13 starting to be shorts weather for the Taswegians.
What I should say is that the forecast wasn't probably looking good, but once you're there, it was fine. But we had some pretty ordinary weather last week, so people may have looked at that and got a bit scared to go to the footy, I reckon.
Will the government fund North Melbourne again?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, it's all riding on this report coming from Colin Carter. That's going to be the big, that's how they're going to make the decision, I suppose, to see what is happening in that. We expect that next month, so I'll be able to answer that probably then, Jared. But at this stage, I have heard things, you hear things around town that maybe they'll keep Hawthorn and maybe not North Melbourne. Who knows? I'm guessing if I'm being honest. So we'll wait and see what this report is or has in it from Colin Carter, and we'll go from there.
Chief, great to have you on. Jared and I are looking forward to a full review, an external review, which is the popular statement at the moment.
Independent external review.
Independent and external this time next week of both games.
Love it, boys. Look forward to talking to you then. Cheers.
Brent Costello there, the Chief of Wind News in Tasmania and the face of sport down south in the beautiful island of Tasmania that never gets too cold, Jared. Really?
No, I think it's a beautiful place. I'm lucky enough to have been down there many, many times. A few times down there on a boat. 10, in fact, and a number of times on an aeroplane, about 100, I suppose.
Do you have a favourite pub down there? Favourite watering hole? There's a few nice
yes.
ones there.
Now, let me have a think about this. It's
there's a couple on the water.
Yeah.
There's a couple
there's
sort
one
of
up, there's one
point.
Up the hill. What's the one up the hill that we used to have a lot of beers with? With Doggy. Doggy used to be one of the legends from one of the America's Cup boats, who's a boat builder down there. Doggy's name has escaped me. But
the pubs would have gone off.
He took me
after Sydney to Hobart.
Oh, every time. Would have been. Absolutely sensational. Up the hill, I can't remember the name of it, but it's walking distance from Salamanca, I can tell you that.
This is
stumbling distance home.
Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Wilson Homes, which are across Tasmania. We'll be right back.